You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Chad and Zay.
All right, let's go. Hour number three on a Monday. Hope you're having a good one. Back to school for a lot of you. Hope spring break was good. And spring break was definitely good if you're a Texas basketball fan. Men headed to the Sweet 16. Women trying to get there tonight if they beat Louisville. Remember, that game is over on 105.3 The Bat at 6 o'clock, 5:45 on the pregame. First off, I'm Chad Hastings. He is Isaiah Collier, and he picks out a beat for you to start every third hour. What's up? What's this say?
Well, Esco, Nas, It Ain't Hard to Tell.
Okay.
Off the Illmatic album, 1994. You will definitely be rating that very soon.
Illmatic by Nas?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll listen to anything by Nas.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard a collection of his, like a double CD collection. It's one of the best musical gifts I've ever been given. I'll listen to any Nas you want.
Yo, he's still putting out hits, too. Don't sleep on him.
That's right. Just got nominated for a Grammy, didn't
he? Just won a Grammy.
Oh, no. You won it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, good for him. Sorry.
Not this past year, but a year ago or so.
Okay, about a year ago won the Grammy. Yeah, good for him. Got a nice Nas beat to start the hour. We got a lot of basketball to get into this week. And right now, we got a really cool conversation that Zay was able to set up for us. Let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Zay, tell us who we're about to talk to.
Yeah, this guy I've known for a very long time, almost 20 years. He is a Austin Bowie alum, played for my pops. He went to the University of Citadel and was a four-year starter on the Division I level. He is the founder, co-founder of Texas Pro Academy, which is a basketball player development system that helps your strength and skill. And he's also the founder of BTY Basketball, which is a basketball training program utilized by players at every level. Zach Urbanis, what's happening, my guy?
What's going on, Zay? Thanks for having me on, man.
Thanks for coming on, man. You know, I've known you for a very long time, and you've always had a different approach about the game, and you carry yourself the right way, the way that you teach, you know, the way that you make guys better, and you've been like that ever since I've known you. And the fact that I see what you're doing, seeing all the big time players that you're training now, seeing that you're doing what you love, I marveled at, my guy. I really do, and I appreciate what you do for the city of Austin. I know you have a lot of pride being from the city, because in a way you're putting basketball on the map. When we got Houston, San Antonio's, and the Dallas's, I know you helping out these Austin area, Central Texas area players, I know that puts a lot of pride in your heart.
Yeah, most definitely. Appreciate you saying that. And likewise to you, man. Really fun watching you do what you do and listening to you. But yeah, we have a lot of pride in, you know, being basketball players from Austin and Central Texas, and, you know, ultimately just trying to help elevate the game in the area, and we're grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, now, Z, you've worked out a lot of guys that are in the tournament right now, from Brock Cunningham to Jamal Shedd at U of H and KJ Adams. I know you got a good relationship with all those guys, but got to talk about Dylan DeSue, who came back to Austin from Vanderbilt with a torn ACL, and you saw him you've been training with him since his high school days at Hendrickson. What's it been like seeing all these steps and seeing the development from his career, from going from high school to Vanderbilt and tearing his ACL and coming back down to Texas with Chris Beard and now really coming into his own? What's it been like watching him?
Yes, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, you know, one of the best parts of my job is getting to see, you know, young people grow up and mature and go through the things that they have to go through, the adversities and the highs and lows. And obviously we've been, you know, through a lot together. And last year was really tough on him. And so I was grateful that he was in, you know, that he was in town and we got to, you know, have a lot of conversations and be together a lot and, you know, kind of help him through those kind of dark moments in the game. And, you know, now it's, you know, he's done such a great job of just staying consistent. And, you know, we've preached just trying to get better every day, every game, every practice, whether it's, you know, after a good game or a bad game. And he's committed to that process and he's, you know, and now he's showing the world what he's capable of and what we've always known he's capable of. So super proud of him. Nobody more deserving than Dylan, that's for sure.
Talking with Zach Urbanus. Zach, in terms of his progression coming back, you talk about going through that dark period of time, knowing that at some point that light hopefully comes back on and he feels like his old self again. Do you remember a point during this season where you guys were maybe talking and it felt like, okay, now he feels like he's back? Because obviously these last few games, the 28-10 was the exclamation point, but he's been playing really well lately. Do you remember a point where he felt like he had hit that good crossroads moment and that he was back?
Yeah, I don't know if I can identify a particular point. I know that, you know, over the majority of the season, his game has felt really good, and he's committed to, you know, the extra work, and he's gotten better every week. And he's kept saying that, man, my game feels so good. We just kept preaching, being patient, just keep doing what you're doing, find ways to impact the game. And you know, I will say, you know, I was working with him prior to that game at Baylor that he played really well, and honestly, like, their staff has done such a great job, especially lately, just, you know, kind of feeding him confidence and you know, breathing life into his game. I remember we were shooting and Coach RT just, you know, screams at him like, shoot that thing, Dylan. And, you know, he probably doesn't even know like how, you know, powerful that is for a guy like Dylan, who's, you know, super cerebral, super smart, you know, overthinks things at times. And just for, you know, his head coach to say, you know, just let go, man, just shoot that thing. And so that, I think that was a really big, big moment for him, whether he even knows that or not. It gave him a lot of confidence going into that game. I think ever since that Baylor game, he's, you know, been more confident letting shots go and being more aggressive.
Zach, you know, what's it like? Because you talk about being in the same gym as RT, watching you train Adesu. And there's some coaches that don't allow anybody from the outside to come within their program, especially when the season's going on. And the fact that Coach Terry is allowing you to do that, which says a lot about you, that they trust you. But I know that you've been down to Lawrence to help KJ, and you've talked to Bill Self and guys like that. Like, what's it like, and the confidence that they give in you, and what when coaches, head coaches, just have the confidence of saying, you know what, this is an outside guy coming into our program, but he's such a good basketball mind. He's helping some of our guys. Like, how does that feel for you?
Yeah, it's a good feeling, and it's definitely a barrier that we're still trying to break down, to be honest. The key is for us is, you know, that, you know, they have trust in that, you know, we're saying things that are only going to add value to the team, right? We're not the people in their corner, you know, saying things that are against the game plan or, you know, things like that. We're always going to, you know, just basically just try to help the player get better as far as, you know, decision-making when it comes to what shots to take, what shots not to take, being more aggressive. Like, those are conversations that shouldn't be had with outsiders. Those are conversations that are in, you know, in the locker room, conversations between the coaches and their players. For guys like me, skill development, player development coaches, and in season, you know, we have to be careful about, you know, sending mixed messages or getting too many thoughts into a player's head. So we keep it strictly about just getting better. So when I see Dylan, you know, we're working mechanically on some shooting stuff. We're working on touch finishes, working on, you know, ball handling for one or two dribbles to get to spots. You know, KJ, guys like KJ, we're working on, you know, free throw mechanics. We're working on some touch finishes, some shooting stuff that I think he's going to get in games. But beyond that, I don't, you know, fill his head with anything outside of him getting better from a skill standpoint. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking with Zach Urbanis, Texas Pro Academy and BTY Basketball. Zach, give people a little more info on what you guys do there, and are you focused strictly on basketball, or do you deal with other sports as well?
So Texas Pro Academy, we are a basketball player development program. We train players from youth all the way to NBA here in Central Texas. We've been fortunate to train a lot of really good players from all ages, which has been a lot of fun. Our business partner, Christian Placencia, who owns Durable Athlete, he does stuff that's, beyond basketball. So he works with athletes, beyond basketball. He's very good at what he does. We're lucky to have him as part of our program. He handles all the performance side, for our players. And, me and my staff, we handle, the basketball player development side.
Gotcha. And for people that are interested, what's the easiest way to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, social media is easiest, at Texas Pro Academy, at B2Y Basketball.
Cool.
Yeah, Z, I remember a couple of years ago when Chris Beard was getting this team together when he touched down from Lubbock and he got Dylan Dessou from Vanderbilt. And you told me, man, Zay, when he gets right, this guy could be the best player on your team. And I was like, man, Zach might be out of his mind. I apologize for that, Z. I really do. I apologize for that.
That's all right, Zay. You're far from the only one, man. That's all
right. But you talk about how you work with different players on different things. Let's talk about Jamal Shedd a little bit. I know you've worked with him and talk just his evolution of his game. I'm thinking about that kid that came out of Manor. Man, he's turned his game around. And I know a lot of that comes from him and Kelvin Sampson. But talk about the things that y'all talk about going into being a point guard and just, what y'all work on during the offseason and even during the regular season.
Yeah, for sure. To be honest, Jamal is a special talent. He's a special point guard, and he's been that way for a long time. He comes from a family of basketball. His older brother was a really good point guard. His dad's been a coach forever, so he has a good circle of basketball people. So we're not going to take a bunch of credit for Jamal. With Jamal, we help him a lot with shooting, finishing. Helping him be a more efficient scorer. We put him in a lot of situations where he has to make decisions both as a scorer and a playmaker, and that's the extent for us with Jamal. We kind of want to challenge him and push him in different ways to get better each time we're with him. But he's such a good. I mean, I remember him coming to play pickup with our college and pro guys when he was a junior and a senior in high school, and he'd be one of the best players on the floor at that time. He just knows how to play. He's super competitive. Obviously, he's an elite on-ball defender, which, Zay, me, I'm not teaching that. That's for sure.
That's some honesty. That's I like not, that.
That's not my skill set. I can tell you that much. So, he's a special point guard. Honestly, I think, of course, there's some bias there, but he's one of the best point guards in the country, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see that team match up with Miami, man. Both those teams are playing really, really well. What have you seen from that Houston team, Zach, as they're going through here? Because obviously Shedd's dealing with the injury. I believe his is a knee, and then Sasser's dealing with that groin injury. What have you seen from them? I know a lot of people thought maybe that would cost them in the tournament. So far, they looked really good.
I think I'm even guilty of being prisoner of the moment. They're beat up, like, oh man, this might be it. But it just reminds you how ridiculously tough they are. And honestly, it reminds you how much talent they really have, with the lefty wing, showing up the way he did. They have a lot left in them. And I agree with you, Miami's gonna be a tough out. But nobody wants to play Houston. They're just so physical, so tough, and to deal with that for 40 minutes is really, really brutal.
Yeah, no doubt.
Zach, let's talk about Brock Cunningham a little bit. I mean, the guy shooting 40-something percent from three this year and coming out of Westlake, that wasn't his forte. He was that bang and bruiser guy down low, but you've worked with him through the course of his career. What did y'all work on to where now he's confident to make those outside shots? And if you're playing against Texas and he has the ball on the perimeter, you have to respect him.
Yeah, Brock has put in a ton of work on his own with the UT staff. We were lucky to work out with him a little bit, especially earlier in his career, and we still deal with him some on occasion. Obviously, you know, we're close friends with him and huge supporters of him, but he's done such a good job of, on his own. Brock is just, he's the guy who is just going to continue to always get better. He's going to continue to figure things out because he's just a relentless worker. He's committed to, you know, he's committed to his craft. So, you know, nothing specific there as far as shooting. Honestly, it's just for him, it's been a ton of reps. I know, you know, last year's, some of their coaches worked with him a little bit mechanically on, you know, getting the ball closer to his body. But he's had a great year. Super happy for him. He's a good dude who really deserves it.
And KJ Adams, you know, being the most improved player in the Big 12 this year, I know that makes you proud. It seemed like on the national championship team, he got on the floor a little bit, but, man, Coach Self and the Jayhawks really relied on him this year. What was it like going up to Lawrence a couple of times and helping him with his game and just seeing the development from his freshman year now to his sophomore season, even though they got knocked out yesterday or the other day against Arkansas?
Yeah, very happy for KJ, another guy who deserves it. He's a really hard worker. And, yeah, it was obviously a fun year to watch him. The way they used him was really special. It was funny. When he was home, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, going into sophomore year, how he felt, you know, how he felt about the minutes he would play. And I remember I had a talk with him because, you know, everybody wants to be, you know, a 2-3. Everybody wants to be on the perimeter shooting threes. And, you know, talked about him going into sophomore year, and I kind of told him, hey, Kay, like, if we can commit to being, you know, Draymond Green for your team, right, short roles, making decisions, be an elite defender, because he's a really good passer. If you can commit to that, like, I think you can have a really big impact on the game. And I'm not always right, Zay. Like, I'm not claiming that I'm always right. But I was right about that one. And sure enough, like, midway through the season, I remember I saw a video of Coach Self calling him Baby Draymond, and KJ texted me. It was like, man, Coach is still in your line. he's such an impactful player. He's going to be, and he's only going to get better. Like, he's not even, I don't even think he's close to what he's, you know, capable of being. He's already such an impactful player, even without that being the case. But yeah, going to Lawrence was a, you know, great experience. I was lucky enough to watch them practice a couple times, and obviously, there's a special program, and Coach Self and those guys do an unbelievable job. So, I've been pretty lucky to go, you know, watch UT practices and Kansas practices, and so I've learned a lot over this year. It's been a lot of fun.
Zach, last one from me. We appreciate your time today. We started with Dylan. Let's end with Dylan Dessou again. I hear a lot about, you know, the push shot and the push jumper and all this. Right here publicly, would you like to take credit for the push jumper? Is that all you?
I'll just say every time we've worked out for the past 4 years, we've worked on that shot. I'm not gonna take credit for it. He's got unbelievable touch. He's got great hands. You know, and obviously, like, what a lot of people don't know is he was a perimeter player, you know, most of his life. So his shooting touch, his touch is, you know, is that of a guard. So him diving and getting to an 8-foot push shot, like, that's, you know, that's something that he's, you know, very talented enough to do. But yes, we've worked on that relentlessly. So that's my workaround way of taking full credit for it.
Well done. No, that's perfect. That's a great diplomatic. That's a great diplomatic way to take the credit. That's beautiful. That's awesome. Good stuff, man. Go. And again, if people are interested in the training in the academy at Texas Pro Academy or at BTY Basketball.
Z, appreciate you, man. Tell the family I said hello. I know you got kids and stuff, so you're always on the go, but appreciate you for coming on, man.
Of course. Yeah, y'all have a great rest of your day. Thank y'all for coming, for letting me get on.
Thank you, man. It's good stuff. And, of course, some big names that we're seeing in the tournament and a couple of big names that we're talking about there that are in that same region. When you're talking about Shed and Dessou, you mentioned Brock Cunningham as well. That's cool.
Yo, my pops coached 40-something years. My pops doesn't put freshmen on varsity. Zach was.
Really?
My pops yells at everybody. Only time Zach got yelled at, Chad, was because he wasn't going to get the ball. because the ball wasn't in his hands enough. It would make my dad upset.
Wow.
That's it. Like, and the reason why my dad couldn't yell at him, because he was always in the right spot. Because he always made the right play. Because he was another coach on the floor. And now that he's teaching the game, I've been around a long time. There's not too many basketball minds better than Zach Urbanis.
I thought the last comment there was interesting. I'm glad I asked the question. 4 years they've been practicing that shot.
Yeah.
For the last 4 years, every time they work out, that shot gets practiced.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing it.
Hey, if you have a kid, boy or girl, whatever, if you want them to work out, if you want them to get better at basketball, you better head Z up. I'm just saying, BTY, he doesn't discriminate. He has good guys under him that train, like his little brother Hudson, who was also a first-team all-player for my pops. My pops has never had three brothers go first-team all-district. All Urbanis brothers did. Like, they're just different basketball minds. His brother Aaron, my best friend, like, was in my wedding. Great basketball mind itself. It's just those Urbanis guys, they're different. And Zach, hey, Texas fans, y'all gotta love them. Y'all hear what you talk about with Dylan Dessou. They weren't working on no push shots. The Horns would be at home right now.
Yeah, that's right. 28-10 means the Longhorns are headed to the Sweet 16. Thanks to Zach for his time. Up next, we'll get you why today matters on this March 20th, not just the start of spring, but some NFL notes, including the Cowboys finally making a move at wide receiver. Stay where you are. This is the Horn.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Is this a song about buying a car and then recommending some tires? Is that what's going on?
That's right.
Just basic recommendation kind of song. Throw some D's on it. All right. Now would D's be 24s?
What?
How big are we going?
It depends on the whip.
Okay.
Depends on the slab.
Well, okay. Yeah, I couldn't. I there's no way I would have come up with that cool of phrasing. Depends on the slab.
On the slab. You don't know nothing about that.
I don't know
a
about
slab.
A slab
with the candy paint dripping.
I know about slabs, but I'm generally in a barbecue joint when I'm talking slabs. That's the only slabs I know about.
That's why Slab Barbecue is catchy, because the owner loves his hip-hop, like loves his Texas hip-hop.
Okay.
So there's puns there, and then there's puns for the barbecue.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, with the double entendre puns there. That's good. All right, so who is this?
Rich Boy, one-hit wonder.
Yeah, I wasn't going to come up with that one, was I? Rich Boy.
All and that was the hit.
That is catchy. What's it called?
Throw some D's on it.
Throw some D's on it. There you go. Rich Boy to go along with the Jets, George Harrison, Riot, and Shania Twain.
So Mike Hard just walked in, and he was like, yo, I'm going to need the connect for Zach, because we know Hard has a son, DJ, that's going to Hendrickson next year.
That you went out and scouted this year in one of his games.
Yeah, DJ's nice.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, you should definitely go work out with Zach. But then I go, be careful, Hard, because that Dylan Dessou, 28-10, Zach's price probably just went up. Zach's price probably just went up.
You want the push shot.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the push shot costs a little more.
And I ain't mad at him for maybe raising that price up. That's what it's all about.
The push shot is in the second semester. That's a second semester shot. We don't teach that at the beginning.
That's what it's all about. I ain't mad at you, Z. Make that money, dog.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch Dylan Dessou's performance. If you're a Longhorn fan, 28-10 in the game. Just really fluid stuff. And if you're old school basketball fan like me, 40 points in the paint and a big going off like that. It's just been a while. Haven't seen that in many games. It doesn't happen much at the tournament anymore at all that you see a big really get to have that kind of impact. But like you've talked about, Zay, he is not your typical big, But to get the to get that in the paint, that is big. All throughout the season, it's big in multiple ways. But, you know, I follow that stat anyway, and I think this is a team that can be successful creeping up into like 30, 35 especially. But 40? If you're going to let Texas have 40 in the paint, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck beating this team.
Yeah, yeah. And now if you're Sean Marks, Xavier's coach, how do you prepare? Because they're going to get into the pick and roll, the Longhorns. They're going to get into it. So usually when the role player's dominating like that, you don't help as much on the ball handler. But the issue is why teams help on the ball handler because Marcus Carr, Serge Ibari Rice, and Tyrese Hunter are all so good coming off those screens, especially Marcus Carr. He loves coming off that screen and getting into his pull-up jumper. And if he comes off that screen and he has the advantage by with the man guarding him and you're not going to help because you're too busy worrying about Dylan Dessau, then you're going to see Marcus Carr get that jumper off even more. So it's a pick-your-poison situation mm-hmm. for the opposing teams when you're playing the Horns. And I love that because now yeah. you got guys like Tyrese Hunter that are going to be left open. You know, Christian Bishop, Brock Cunningham, even Timmy Allen being able to cut because you're worried about that two-man game between Marcus Carr and Dylan Dessau.
By the way, another little sequence we haven't talked about, I thought the sequence at the end of the first half ended up being really important for Texas. When they took it from 4-8 right at the end of the half, I thought that was big. One of them was a Dessau shot, but the other one was that Marcus Carr jumper to end it.
To make it 31-23.
To stretch that to 8 and keep the lead, that was big. Because you can stay committed to two-point shooting when you have a lead. The general feeling is if you're trying to chase somebody down, the temptation to do it with threes is so high.
Yeah.
But if you can keep a lead and just keep pounding on a team with two after two after two, getting those type of buckets, that's a little different. So I thought it that separation to 31-23, I thought that was big for Texas.
It was big. It really was. And then greatest timeout of the year, what's it called, Penn State, 10-0 run,
mm-hmm.
4:32 left. Coach Terry, timeout. Hey, fellas, settle down.
Was that 58-55?
58-55.
Yeah.
Settle down. We good. They went on a little run. We're fine. Let's get the ball to Dylan. They can't guard him.
Yeah.
Dylan Dessau goes on a 6-0 run himself with a Marcus Carr layup. Basically ball game right there.
Yeah, that was a big, big moment there. Got to know when to do it. Got to know when to call those timeouts. Coach Terry did a great job on that one. All right, let's get you a little Why Today Matters on this March 20th. We'll talk about a couple things other than basketball.
Why Today Matters, brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialist. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialist. 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
First off, it is the first day of spring, so happy spring as you get that started. Today, also National Proposal Day. I don't know if it means you're supposed to plan the proposal or actually do the proposal. I don't know. And then ravioli, too, if you want to have yourself some ravioli. All those have national days today. But today is also the day, Zay, I'm trying to figure out how I feel about Brandon Cooks as a Cowboys fan. 29 years old, Cowboys get him for a 5th and a 6th round pick. They're even getting the Texans to help pay for him a little bit. Cowboys pay 12 of the $18 million. $6 million will be paid for by Houston. And, I'm trying to figure out how excited to be. This sounds great. Since 2015, 6 1,000-yard seasons, only Mike Evans and Travis Kelce have more.
Damn.
That sounds good. That sounds fantastic. But then when I realize how many teams he's been on and how much he's been banged up, that's the part of it I'm not sure about. So does a 29-year-old Brandon Cooks take the Cowboys receiving room to that next level? Do you think if he's healthy and he's ready to go, does he fit in there as a 2 for them and allow Michael Gallup to slide to the 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. When he's healthy, he's a really good 2. And at this point of his career, Dak Prescott or Brandon Cooks, at this point of his career, he needs to be the number 2. And for Dak Prescott, he needs all the help he could get. This is help. The Cowboys have done a really good job this offseason before the draft of getting a lot of guys and re-signing a lot of guys that are going to be able to contribute on both sides of the ball. And Brandon Cook is that. I think he could take the top off.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could be an underneath guy and be a yards after catch. And along with Tony Pollard, he just gives you more weapons. Because you never know Michael Gallup. You never know if he's going to be in the tub or on the field. So same with Brandon Cook, but still having both of those guys there, I think it's a solid give for Big Mike, Jerry Jones, and the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, maybe Brandon Cooks is just more hopefully more reliable on the health side than what Gallup has been. Maybe they can both get healthy, and it'll help everything out. So Brandon Cooks becomes a Cowboy. That would mean the OBJ discussion is probably over.
Yeah, donezo.
That's got to be done. DeAndre Hopkins, whatever else was being talked about, that's probably done. A couple other notes. Adam Thielen found a new home in Carolina, a three-year deal. So whatever Carolina's about to do at quarterback, three-year deal for Adam Thielen to maybe catch a few more passes. And the Eagles, we knew couldn't keep everybody on that defense. They did keep Slay, but we knew C.J. Gardner-Johnson was going to be on the move, and he is now a Detroit Lion. Detroit's putting together. Detroit's putting together a few things, man. One year, $8 million here. Gardner-Johnson is only 25.
That's huge.
Yeah.
He had a really good season for the Eagles, and now for the Lions, who need help on that defense, he's the help that they need. Now, is it going to put them over the top? I don't think so. Not for like a Super Bowl pick or anything, but for a team that was right on the cusp of being a playoff team that beat the Green Bay Packers to knock them out the playoffs, they're going to give the Minnesota Vikings everything they want in that NFC North.
Yeah, that's going to be really – yeah, that's going to be one of those teams. You were already going to watch them.
Yeah.
Right? You were already going to follow them from what they did last year, but it does seem like they're making some good moves. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, a Detroit Lion. All right, that's why today matters to us on this March 20th. Hope you're having a great start to spring, getting back to regular stuff, maybe off of spring break. Be careful out there. The traffic has returned after spring break. Up next, we'll get you stems and seeds, getting ready for the tournament. Set you up for that women's tournament game tonight over at the Moody Center. If you want to get out there, they would certainly love to have you. If Texas beats Louisville, they'll go to the Sweet 16 on the women's side for the third straight year. And we'll tell you when and where you can hear that game coming up. Stay with us. It's the Horn.
Bink dog. One shot. Bink dog. This is the one shot. Bink.
Chad and Zay.
This is the one shot. Bink. Yeah, I like this is the remix. Talk to remix. Me.
When I come through the door, I'm on the floor. You wanna see my shake? Yeah.
Remix.
And when I move it around, you in the corner like that. How she do that deal?
Remix.
All right, just about to wrap it up on a Monday. I don't recognize this, Zay. Should I recognize this?
This woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
I should?
Yeah. For one, there's not many. For two, she's a legend.
Missy Elliott.
There we go.
Okay. There we go.
This is Missy Elliott right here. The song's called Lights, Camera, Action by Mr. Cheeks. It was his one-hit wonder. This is the remix.
Mr. Cheeks. That's Mr. Cheeks to you. Missy Elliott, Rich Boy, The Jets, George Harrison, Riot, and Shania Twain have all been on the show today, plus a great Nas beat to start this hour. By the way, this week we will once again take a break from the album swap discussion for Sweet 16 action. We'll be previewing games on Thursday and all of that. So next week, we will get back into the album swap discussion. I've still got one of the Wu-Tang solo albums to get through. I got to get through Iron Man by Ghostface Killah. And Zay is going through Back in Black by AC/DC. That is next week in the album swap. And then we'll figure out where we go from there. Suggesting albums to each other that are, you know, a little bit out of the comfort zone. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
That's the idea. Just stretching the musical mind a little bit. We've gotten some on the list. I know that we talked about that I'm interested in checking out, whether it's the Lauryn Hill album. You mentioned a Nas record earlier today. Those are definitely two that I'm interested in. There's the Kanye, what is it, College Dropout?
Yeah, College Dropout, the first album.
I don't think I've been all the way through that album. I need to listen to that whole thing.
So good.
I've heard a couple of songs. Maybe it's two or three, four, but I haven't heard the whole thing. So going to have to go through some of that in the next few weeks as we are in the non-football time of the year and to have those different conversations. We'll do that on Thursdays at 2 o'clock, starting again next week. Want to remind you, Texas spring game, 26 days away. The draft, 38 days away. And UT's first football game, that first big weekend of college football, it's only 166 days away. You know football never dies for us around here. Also, basketball right now, certainly not dying for Texas on either side yet. The women are going to try to keep that going. Let's get you set up with stems and seeds. Here we go.
No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks.
Brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678, or go to avconsultations.com. Texas women's basketball tonight, 6 o'clock. It is over on our sister station, 105.3 The Bat, 545 pregame. Texas trying to get to the Sweet 16 on the women's side for the third year in a row. Also, normal Monday shows for us right here on the Horn. Ball Don't Lie coming up, obviously, with Rod and Harge. Soccer Matters at 7, and then Insincerious at 8 o'clock. And again, if you missed it, Texas is going to go with an 8:45 or so tip time for the Xavier game on Friday. We are getting late word now that the network realizes that it may push that start time a little bit. So they're actually going to go 8:30 on the pregame for the Learfield pregame on the network. So 8:30 pregame, 8:45 scheduled tip time, but it's probably going to be more like a 9 o'clock. So they're going to go 8:30 on that network pregame this week. So we'll try to get everything adjusted for that. All right. So what else did we miss today? Oh, we got to talk about Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino, Zay, he apparently is going to go coach at a school that he can't even find.
Yeah, I think they have Italian restaurants in New York City. So watch out. Watch out.
And they have booth, too.
They have booths.
He prefers booth to table.
Yeah.
When you ask that question, Pitino always takes the booth.
Yeah.
Not sure why, but he knows why. Rick Pitino apparently is going to leave Iona to become the St. John's coach. He was asked recently about St. John's when they were still in the tournament, and he said, oh, I couldn't even find it. I haven't been there in so long. I haven't been in that, you know, that conference or area.
I have to Google Maps just to get there. I mean, what? The Big East? What are we talking about?
I have no idea. What are you saying? I have no idea. Yeah, right. Rick Pitino apparently is going to be the St. John's coach. Now, Zay, is that heartbreaking for you? Because just in case you needed a new coach at Texas, were you looking at Pitino? Was he on the list?
Oh, I'm good.
You're good?
Okay. Yeah, Ed Cooley, former Providence coach. He's now the Georgetown coach, so X him off the list also.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. I saw the highlight today. Yeah, mm-hmm. So he's going – and where was he again?
Providence.
So Providence to Georgetown.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Because –
That doesn't make sense, so he must have played there. Had to be an alum.
Oh, maybe.
Had to play for Coach Thompson.
So that's because Patrick Ewing was just
awful.
Asked to leave.
Fired.
Asked to leave. Exit this way.
We don't care how good your fadeaway jumper was, Patrick. You can't coach.
You can't teach it to others.
No. You remember when he wasn't even coaching? He had his assistants doing it? We talked about it.
Yeah, you did.
No, get rid of him.
You pointed that out, and they did get rid of him. All right, Ball Don't Lie coming up. Soccer Matters and Insincerious after that. And remember, women's basketball over on the Bat at 6 p.m. Enjoy your evening. We'll be back for a Tuesday show tomorrow.
See ya.